Brother Ted Mack preached one time. He preached when the Lord got in the way. Acts chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible says, "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way." Ain't you glad he got in your way? Amen. Amen. That's free. From Ted Mack himself. 1 Peter chapter number 1 tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1. If you would, I ask you to stand and read, honor reading God's Word tonight. We'll just read one verse. One verse, if you can and able, stand with us, please. 1 Peter chapter number 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. Verse number 8. The Bible says, "Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." And with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Brother D'Angelo, you pray for the reading of God's Word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The Bible says, "Whom having not seen, ye love." I think we all know who that is. Amen. Amen. You ain't seen God in no vision. Hey, you hadn't seen him. You've seen him with your spiritual eye, but you ain't seen him in no vision in the night or no dream. The Bible says, "Whom having not seen, ye love." I thank God I love him, even though I ain't seen him. Amen. But look in verse 3. We'll look at a few, by way of introduction, a few verses in this passage. Verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy." I thank God his mercy is abundant. Hey, it's abundant. Hey, it's overflowing. Hey, there's plenty of it. There's no lack of mercy with my God. The Bible says he's long-suffering and full of mercy. Hey, verse 4. Look at verse 4. It says, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." I thank God I got a home in heaven that is undefiled, that I will inherit one day. Hey, it's incorruptible. It won't fade away. Hey, I thank God it's in heaven for me. Verse 15. The little ones quoted one right here in this passage. The Bible says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." When you see that word conversation, the Bible is talking about your lifestyle a lot of times, about how you live and how you are. Hey, but it says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Hey, that's a lot. That's a thing we put in the past this day in the Christian life. We don't live holy. Hey, it said, we should live holy and righteously. Hey, we are to be, if we are Christians, we're to be Christ-like. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." There are too many people that claim the name of Christ and claim to be Christians that live in wicked as hell. Hey, they living like hell. One day they say, one minute they say they pray for you, and next minute they cussing up a storm. Hey, the Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Hey, be separate. Hey, we ought to live holy and separate. We ought not look like the world. We ought not smell like the world. We ought not act like the world. Hey, thank God we ought to be holy. But look in verse 18. Verse 18 and 19. I like this verse right here. The Bible says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Hey, I thank God it wasn't nothing I could do. Hey, it wasn't nothing you could do. You couldn't buy your way to heaven. You couldn't make your way to heaven. Hey, but it was by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hey, there wasn't nothing wrong with his blood. Hey, there's still nothing wrong with his blood. Hey, thank God for the blood of Christ. Turn back to verse number 8, though. Verse number 8. Hey, I thank God for that blood. That blood was undefiled. Hey, it was not tainted with nothing. Hey, our blood's tainted with sin. Hey, they say we'd live forever if it weren't for our blood. Hey, thank God I'm going to get that blood one day and I'll live forever. Amen. His blood will be flowing through my veins. Amen. But verse number 8, I want to talk about something tonight that is important, I think, in the Christian life. It's very important, but I think it's lacked in the Christian life. I think we don't show enough. What word am I looking for? We don't find it as important as it is. Sometimes we overlook this subject in the Christian life. Hey, but I can tell you one thing. Pretty much everybody in here, including me, lacks in this point in our Christian life. Hey, and we all can improve in it. We all can improve in it. Look at verse number 8. That the end, the Bible says, he rejoiced with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm talking about joy tonight. Joy, just simple joy. It's be real simple, straight to the point tonight. Probably won't be long. We've heard the acronym for joy, Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Hey, that's a great recipe for joy. I heard another one the other day. Said Jesus and you and nothing in between. Zero in between. Nothing between you and God. Hey, you know what? That'll bring joy. Hey, that'll bring joy to your life when you're living for God and there is nothing between you and Him. Hey, right real quick, Jesus is joy. Turn to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter 15, something that brings joy to Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 15. Hey, talk about joy tonight. Hey, joy is a very important thing in the Christian life. Hey, this Christian life's going to be long, it's going to be hard and rough if you ain't got no joy. If you're trying to plug along without joy, it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. Hey, it's hard enough as it is, but much less without joy. Luke chapter 15, verse number 4. The Bible says, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders. What's that next word? Rejoicing. Keep reading. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Hey, something that brings joy to Jesus Christ when a sinner repents. Verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Hey, some things that bring Jesus Christ joy when an old sinner realizes he's lost and on his way to a devil's hell and comes down to an altar and asks God to come into his heart. Hey, that's something that'll bring God joy. Hey, if we'd be Christ-like, that ought to bring you joy too. Hey, to see a sinner that's on his way to hell that has no hope, no joy, no peace, no comfort in this life, to turn it all away and give it all up and turn to God, hey, that ought to bring you joy. Amen. That ought to bring you joy. Hey, that brings joy to God. Hey, number two, hey, when his children walk in truth. 3 John chapter 4, John was speaking. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I think that'll go for God too. When he hears that his children on this earth ain't pleasing their flesh and are going in, walking in truth and doing what he has them to do. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, another thing that'll bring God joy. Another thing that'll bring God joy. Hey, we need to have joy in this life. Amen. Hey, it ought not to be a drag. Hey, man, I got to go to church again Sunday night. Wednesday night, Sunday school, I got to get up at 9 o'clock maybe 9 o'clock. Some of you might get up earlier than that to go to Sunday school. Hey, it ought not be a drag. Hey, y'all be a thank God that you live in a country where you can still be free and still go to church. Amen. Hey, it might not be that way for long. Hey, I'm happy. The Bible says I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Hey, you ought to be joyful. Too many times you see people in this Christian life that they just sour all the time. Amen. Don't nothing make them happy. Nothing. Hey, somebody say you couldn't please them if you hung them with a new rope. Hey, nothing makes them happy. Hey, you ought not live like that, man. That makes life long when everything's just a drag and no joy. Hey, I thank God I can be in church tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hey, number three, I believe pleasing the Father brought Jesus joy. Hey, pleasing the Father, simply doing what the Father wanted him to do. Hey, that brought him joy. Hey, he sat down on the right hand of God right now. Hey, pleasing the Father brought him joy. Hey, doing what the Father wanted and needed him to do. Hey, that put a smile on the Father's face. Hey, you know what? In turn, that put joy in God's heart. Hey, when we please the Father and do what he would have us to do, hey, that don't just make him happy. That ought to make you happy. Hey, that ought to bring you joy. Not only that, look at, we'll talk about how to have joy. How to have joy real quick, and then we'll get to the sermon here in a minute. How to have joy. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We'll read verse 1 right quick. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hey, why we should, right there in the top of that verse, we should have joy because there's a bunch of people watching. So we're compassed about with a greater cloud of witnesses. Hey, but how to have joy? Number one, to put away hindrances. Weight. Hey, you have a lot of weight. Hey, weight ain't necessarily a sin. Hey, you might have something in this life that ain't, it's a weight, but it'll hinder you from walking with God like you need to. Hey, that'll rob you of your joy. hey, I ain't against having things, or hey, like take for instance, you have a boat. Having a boat ain't no sin, but if you're on that boat on Sunday morning, that's a sin. Hey, that's a weight that's hindering you. Hey, you ain't gonna have no joy like that. Hey, if you put your weight and your hindrances behind you, you can have some joy. Not only that, you forsake sin. He said, laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Hey, you living in sin, you ain't going to have no joy. Amen. Hey, if you're a born-again Christian and living in sin, it's going to be miserable. It ain't going to be fun. Not only that, number three, run with patience. Hey, run with patience. Hey, sometimes we get ahead of God. Guess what? That ain't going to be, there's no joy in getting ahead of God. Hey, if you stay behind and walk with God and walk in His plan and do what He'd have you to do and don't jump ahead and do things that you ain't ready for, hey, that'll rob you of your joy. Hey, run with patience will cause you to have joy. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. We're going to flip a little bit tonight. You know why? Because this book can say it better than I can. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We need to have joy tonight. Joy. There's no reason us as Christians should be miserable. None whatsoever. No excuse. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. The Bible says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. That's talking about Israel. They didn't serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Hey, you can't serve God without joy. Amen. Hey, you won't serve Him long without joy. Hey, you won't run this Christian life long. You won't run this race long without joy. Amen. Hey, with joy comes service. With joy comes service. Hey, if you're glad to be saved and you're joyful to be a Christian, hey, there's some service comes along the way. Hey, and I say this, you can say it the other way too. With service comes joy. Hey, with service comes joy. Hey, it ought to do something for you that God chose you to do something. Hey, God chose you to witness to that lost sinner. God chose you to give that money to the mission field. Hey, that ought to bring joy to your heart. Hey, you should be happy. God wants to use somebody like you. Hey, He don't have to use you. Hey, He don't. There's plenty of people He can use, but when He uses you, you ought to be thankful. You should be thankful. Hey, maybe you don't have joy because you ain't serving. Amen. Maybe you're miserable all the time because you flat ain't doing nothing. You're just sitting on your salvation. You ain't doing nothing. You're going to heaven, and thank God you're going to heaven. You ain't going to lose it once you get it. Hey, but you ain't doing nothing about it. Hey, maybe that's why you ain't got no joy. I don't know. Examine yourself tonight. Hey, he's done all these things for you, and you can't have no joy. Hey, children of Israel, hey, He brought them out of Egypt. Hey, He brought me and you out of Egypt. Egypt's a type of the world, and we can't have no joy. Hey, He fed them in the wilderness. Hey, in the wilderness, when there wasn't nothing, God fed them. Hey, and they still don't have no joy. Hey, He led them in the wilderness. Hey, they had a pillar of fire by night and a cloud in the day. Hey, He led them in the wilderness. Hey, and they still couldn't have no joy. Hey, it wasn't long. We know over there in Exodus, it wasn't long. As soon as they got out of Egypt, they started murmuring and complaining. Hey, no joy, no joy. Hey, He led them out of the wilderness and they couldn't serve Him with joy. Hey, I thank God He brought me out of Egypt. Hey, real quick, short and to the point right now, tonight, why we should have joy. Why we should have joy. Number one, because our sins have been forgiven. Hey, because our sins have been forgiven. Matthew chapter number 9 tonight. Matthew chapter number 9. Hey, they're under the blood. They're under the blood. Hey, He will remember them no more. Matthew chapter number 9. I thank God my sins have been forgiven. Hey, that ought to bring a smile to your face. That ought to make you happy. Thank God my sins have been forgiven. Matthew chapter 9 verse 1. The Bible says, and He entered into a ship and passed over and came into His own city. And behold, they brought to Him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick, this is talking about the man that had the four friends, they let him down in the roof. Seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Hey, He said, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Hey, God said, that's something you ought to be happy about. Hey, He said, don't go on mumbling and complaining. Hey, He said, be happy, your sins have been forgiven. Hey, I thank God my sins have been forgiven. John said, when he seen Him on the horizon, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Hey, I thank God He took mine away. Hey, they're gone. They're as far as the east is from the west. Hey, they're under the blood. The Bible says He cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. Hey, in the Old Testament, they come every once a year and offer the sacrifice. They put their sins under that blood of that goat. Hey, but I had to come back every year and do it again. Hey, I thank God when he come, he took mine away. Hey, they're gone. They're gone, never to be remembered no more. I thank God there was a New Testament, the death of a testator in Hebrews. Hey, he didn't just cover my sins up, he took them away. Thank God for that. The songwriter said, you ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why, because my sins are gone. Hey, thank God. How long has it been since somebody asked you, was you happy? Why you was happy? Hey, if they do, tell them, because my sins are gone. Yeah. Hey, they're gone. They're to be remembered no more. Hey, I thank God my sins are gone. Not only that, number two, hey, thank God we should have joy because our sins have been forgiven. But number two, because he is with us in the storm. Because he is with us in the storm. Turn over to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter number 14. Thank God my sins are gone. But not only that, thank God he's with me in the storm. He is with me in the storm. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. The Bible says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before them unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Hey, sometimes a storm's going to come in your life, and all because storms comes in your life don't mean you're out of the will of God. Hey, up in verse 22, God's the one told them to get on the boat. You think God didn't know that storm was coming? Hey, God told them boys to get on the boat. They got on the boat and the storm came. Hey, you don't think it crossed their mind, maybe I ain't in the will of God. Hey, all because you're going through a storm don't mean you're out of the will of God. The Bible says, but the ship was now tossed, now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Hey, that was God with them. He said, it is I, be not afraid. Hey, they on that ship and a storm come and they tossing around to and fro and it's going to get hard in this Christian life. You're going to be tossed in the wind and you seem like you can't got no control over things. Hey, be of good cheer. God's in the storm. Hey, he said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I thank God he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hey, we have all heard it. You've either going into a storm, you're either in a storm or coming out of a storm. Hey, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. Storms are inevitable, hey, but I thank God he is with me in the storm. Hey, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough it gets, hey, thank God he abides like we sung this morning. Thank God he don't just abide with me, he's in me. Hey, wherever I go, he goes. Hey, whatever I do, he's there. Hey, thank God no matter how hard this Christian life gets, no matter how many storms come, God is with me in the storm. Thank God the Bible says he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hey, we should have joy because our sins have been forgiven and because he is with us in the storm. Number three, last of all, not only that, we should have joy because the scriptures will be so. Because the scriptures will be so. That's good right there. Hey, guess what? You can believe this book. You can believe this book. Hey, and I'm talking about the King James Version 1611. Hey, that's what you can believe. Hey, you can take this thing to the bank. It's going to be just as he said. Acts chapter number 27. Acts chapter number 27. Hey, the scriptures will be so. Hey, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care what this world thinks. I don't care how wicked this world gets and how much they say this Bible's irrelevant. Hey, this scriptures will be so. Hey, it's going to be just like he said. Acts chapter 27, verse 21. We find another ship in a storm. 27, verse 21. This is Paul. Paul told them boys, don't go. There's a storm coming. They went anyhow. They didn't listen to the man of God. That's how it goes a lot of times in life. You don't, hey, the man of God, hey, he's just telling you what God told him. Hey, if you don't listen to the man of God, sometimes you get in trouble. And that ain't putting no pedestal on the man of God. Hey, but this thing's sacred. And what the man of God says, hey, 9 times out of 10, that come from God. Verse 21, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me. Paul said, I told you so. And not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Hey, he said, I told you that, but he said, let me tell you something else. He said, be of good cheer. You reckon they listened this time? I believe they did. He said, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Hey, Paul said, just like it was told me is just how it's going to be. Hey, Paul said, you can believe it. Hey, said, you can take that to the bank just like it was told me is exactly how it's going to go. Hey, just how this thing ends in this book is exactly how it's going to go. Hey, this church, the church is getting out of here before the rapture. Hey, that's exactly how it's going to go. Just like this book says, before the tribulation, excuse me, church is getting out of here. Hey, I ain't going through tribulation. You can if you want to. Hey, I'm going to be gone. Hey, I don't care what you believe. I don't care what I believe. It's what this book says. I'm going to be gone. Hey, just like the scriptures say, it will be so. Turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Hey, that should bring you joy that the scriptures will be so. Will be so. Hey, it's going to be hard to live this Christian life without no joy. John chapter 14, verse 1. Very familiar, but we'll read it. Pay attention. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Thank God for that. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what? That's going to be so. Hey, it's going to be just like he said. Hey, he's already gone to prepare a place for us. Hey, and guess what? One day, he's coming back just like he said, whether you or I believe it or not, just like he said, he's coming back to get us. Hey, Titus 2:13. Titus 2:13, you don't have to turn there, but I will. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm looking for him. Hey, you know what? It's going to be just like the scripture says. 1 Thessalonians 4. The Bible says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hey, if you got a loved one gone, God's going to get them. He's going to get them up one day. Hey, that will be so. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, no matter what you do. For the Lord himself... The Lord himself. I'm glad he ain't sent nobody else. Hey, I'm glad there's some things in the Bible that God done all by himself. Hey, he could have sent thousands of angels. He could have done it however he wanted to. Hey, but it means something to me that he done it all by himself. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Guess what? That's going to happen one of these days. Hey, I believe it won't be long. I believe it's just around the corner. He said, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hey, that will happen. What I just read will happen one day. Hey, it will happen. You know what he said in verse 18? Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Hey, that ought to bring you joy. Hey, that ought to make you happy one day that the God of heaven that made this whole thing cared enough for me to come to this earth, be born of a virgin in a manger. Hey, he didn't have nowhere to lay his head, lived his whole life rejected, died on the cross for you and me, and didn't just do all that. He went and prepared a place and coming back for me. Hey, he loved me enough to come back again. Hey, he's coming again to get me. Hey, that will be so. That will be so. Hey, thank God, because the scriptures will be so. That ought to bring you some joy tonight. Amen. Turn to Nehemiah chapter 8 in closing. Nehemiah chapter 8. Hey, thank God, I ought to have joy. There's no excuse. No excuse whatsoever for us to live a defeated and sad and hateful Christian life. Hey, we ought to always be happy and joyful. Hey, I know storms are going to come. It's going to be hard. It's going to try to suck your joy out. Hey, but just remember that God is with you in the storm. Hey, I know sometimes it's going to look rough. It's going to look like God ain't never going to come back. But guess what? He will. The scriptures will be so. Hey, thank God my sins have been forgiven. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10. Look in the end of verse number 10, the very end, verse number 10. The Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. It says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know why you're always weak spiritually? We're always weak. When I say you, I include me spiritually, because we simply ain't got no joy. Ain't got no. We simply ain't got no joy. Hey, that will suck your... Hey, so when if you ain't got no joy, you will be weak spiritually. Hey, you'll be weak spiritually if you don't have no joy. Hey, you know why it seems like you're always losing that spiritual battle? Always. Because you ain't got no joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you ain't got no joy, guess what? You ain't got no strength. So how are you going to win a battle if you're weak? Seems like every time you're losing them spiritual battles and you're getting conquered every time and you just can't get over the hump, it's because you ain't got no joy. You have no joy. Hey, remember where God brought you from. Remember where you are now and remember where you're going. Hey, that ought to bring you some joy tonight. Hey, we have no excuse to not have joy, to not be happy. We have no excuse. If you want to win more battles, you got to have more joy. Hey, do you have any joy tonight? You have any joy tonight? Paul said in Acts 20:24, he said, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself. Catch what he said right here. So that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Paul said, I want to finish my course with joy. Hey, you want to run this Christian life? You want to continue? You want to press on? Hey, you got to have some joy. Hey, don't just live defeated and always walking around moaning and groaning and the world's wicked. Yes, wicked. Hey, but I got a good God. Hey, I got a God that forgave my sins and took them away and put them from the east is from the west. Hey, I got a book that I can put my faith in that it will be exactly like this book said. Hey, I got a God when storms come my way, when troubles come my way, I know He ain't going to leave me. He ain't going to bail on me. He's going to be there. Hey, that ought to bring you some joy tonight. Hey, do you have any joy? How's your joy tonight? Do you have any joy? Have you been winning any battles lately? Maybe because you ain't got no joy. Maybe because you ain't got no joy. Amen. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. Some piano, Hannah. Amen. Maybe you need to come to this altar and ask God, hey, just restore the joy of thy salvation. Lord, I need some joy. I know it's rough. I know it's tough, but I need some joy tonight.